today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to Him supreme is He. Praise be to Him supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Wednesday, is the 16th of the month of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter An-Naml, verse 36 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانُ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ بَلْ
So when they came to Solomon, he said, "Do you provide me with wealth? But what Allah has given me is better than what He has given you. Rather, it is you who rejoice in your gift."
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is worthy to note that from the viewpoint of divine religions, virtue does not mean that a person deprives himself from the wealth, property, and material potentialities of the world. But the reality of virtue is that one does not make himself captive to them, but he must be a commander over them. By rejecting the precious presents that the Queen of Saba had sent for the Prophet Sulaiman, this great divine prophet showed that he was a commander, not a captive.
The greatest gift. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
We're speaking about giving gifts in Islam. Be with us. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Exchange presents with one another. Presents remove ill will from the hearts." This is obvious if you want to forge a relationship with someone or you wish to apologize for a mistake, then gifts will work most of the time. Of course, it depends on the magnitude of the mistake. Sometimes giving a present does not work as well as a sincere apology. It should be noted, From this narration, that presents should definitely be exchanged in the reconciliation process between two friends or family members. This will help mend the relationship which suffered due to a person's error. Another hadith has been narrated in regards to gifts. The Prophet said, "Give presents to one another. Presents remove malice from the heart."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. So we find that this kind of, giving gift isn't just for the sake of making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delighted. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our gifts. Our gifts, however great and huge or, for example, enormous they might seem, they are really inconsiderable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the grandeur and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this kind of, giving gift isn't just for the sake of giving any kind of a positive feeling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it means showing a degree of piety with regard to the religious instructions. Elsewhere, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated, خَيْرُ إِخْوَانُكُمْ مَنْ أَهْدَى إِلَيْكُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ مَنْ أَهْدَى إِلَيْكُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ. The best of your friends are those who dedicate it to you, who give you as a gift your correctable characteristics, your correctable moral features. What does it mean? It means that when you direct someone to a proper way or to a proper play, to a proper practice, in fact, you've directed him or her to keep away from some unacceptable modes of behavior. And this is really a very great moral gift.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now, what are the effects of gift givings? The term peace offering is used in contemporary cultures when someone brings a gift to a rival or adversary to diffuse the situation and bring about friendship. This is the number one effect of giving gifts reported by the Prophet too. He said, "Give presents to one another. Presents remove malice from the heart." He also said, "Exchange presents with one another. Presents remove ill will from the hearts."
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
As the previous programs, we have another item to offer as a gift. Prayer rug and tasbih for everyone, family, friends, teachers. Another amazing Islamic gift idea for that are very common around the Muslim community is giving a prayer rock and tasbih to Muslim brothers and sisters. As we all know that all Muslims have to pray 5 times a day or 3 times a day, therefore no gift can be better than giving a prayer rock and tasbih. Different sizes and types of prayer rocks are available in the market. You can buy a small size rock for the children and a full size rock for the man and the woman. On the other hand, you can also buy a digital tasbih that a man and woman can hold in their fingers for the whole day. In short, these things are the most popular items to give as a gift to Muslim brothers and sisters.
My dear brothers and sisters, in Islam, generosity is a virtuous act and greed is something that is not looked down upon. Greed is destructive to a person, it's destructive to families, it's destructive to societies. Today you see in societies where there is unequal distribution of wealth, you see it's because one group of people, one segment in the society, they have control of all the wealth while the majority, they don't have anything. Right now they're saying we live in a time where 99% of the wealth belongs to 1% of the people. Is that fair? Now, of course, people are entitled to whatever they made and they are allowed to have their money. But Islam says, give. Be encouraged to give. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and he tells him, Ya Rasulullah, ayyun nas afdaluhum imanan. O Rasulullah, who out of the people has the most iman? Rasulullah says, absatuhum kaffan. The one whose hands are open, the one who gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says, as-sakhi qareebun min Allah, qareebun min al-nas, qareebun min al-jannah. The generous person is close to God, close to people, and close to paradise. والبخيل, and the greedy and stingy person, بعيد من الله, بعيد من الناس, قريب من النار. And the one who's stingy is far from God, and the one who's stingy is far from God, far from people, and close to the nar, close to the hellfire. Because this person is stingy. And a lot of people, because of their stinginess, they start not giving their dues, not giving their khums, not giving their zakat, not helping people who are in need. You might have family members, you might have relatives, you might have parents and brothers and sisters and cousins and relatives. Salat rahim. If someone is stingy, they start not helping the closest people to them. This is why the religion of Islam encourages giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection. And of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.
Ya Rajai